Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about waiting or the energy of I'll be happy when in your manifestation process. This is probably, I think, the trickiest in my personal journey, the trickiest aspects of manifestation, because there are some things I'm manifesting where I can totally be happy just in that moment, right? And then there are other things where I'm just like, that's a little bit harder. So we're going to talk about that and what all of this energy means. And I'm going to offer you some choices so that you can be out of that state, because those states actually repel our desire. Yeah. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do really extraordinary things in their life. If you are looking for an intuitive who's a coach, then I would love to support you in manifesting your truest desire, whatever the goal might be. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. All right, let's talk about waiting and I'll be happy when. So interestingly, the energy of waiting, when we're in a manifestation, something that we want, we're doing what we think we know to do. But I think that's the way you move out of that energy. But waiting and longing and I'll be happy when are actually rooted in lack. They are lack states. So the vibration, what I mean by that is the vibration underneath waiting, the vibration underneath I'll be happy when is rooted in lack. And so if the vibration is rooted in lack, that's what you're broadcasting essentially to the universe. And if you're broadcasting that vibration to the universe by the law of attraction, that is what you will get back, right? So the vibration of waiting is rooted in lack. And so if you find yourself saying something like, I'll be happy when, or I can't wait, or longing for, or when is it going to show up? Again, it's rooted in lack. And so I think the first step is to acknowledge when you are in those states and remind yourself like, oh, this is lack. So how can I move into feeling abundant? It's a sign. Think of it just as a sign. It doesn't mean you're messing up your manifestation. It just means that like, oh, there's another layer to the process. And that is the key. As I was wrapping my head around the energy of waiting and what do we do instead, right? If there's something you really want, say you want to be in a romantic relationship and you are, you know, doing some steps to manifest that, what do you do? So you're not in the waiting state. You do more steps. And I'm not saying doing steps to like prove that you can have what you want. It just means you're not doing all that you can do. If you're really doing all that you can do, then you're not in a waiting state. You're not in a I'll be happy when. I think action really does help to solve the energy of waiting in our manifestation process. Another way to think of it is, what do you think your life is going to be like, or how will your life change as a result of having what you want? And then start to find ways to live that way now. So how would my life change if I had what I wanted? And then ask yourself, what can I do differently so that I am living more like that person? Being in that lifestyle. Feeling those feelings. That's how you're going to move out of I'll be happy when. And I'm not going to pretend like this is easy. Like I said at the start of this, this is the hardest step for me because, but the way I've been able to heal it is I'm like, oh, if I'm feeling the feeling of waiting, if I'm feeling the feeling of longing. I know now that that's rooted in the energy of lack. And so I know I have to shift out of that. It's not serving my manifestation well. It's repelling my manifestation. It's pushing the manifestation away. So the solution, and this is something I happen to do well, is chop wood, carry water. Take action. Take action in whatever way feels right and true to you. And action might be doing the meditation. Action might be doing your self work. Action might be, you know, if it's dating, you might have to actively get on an app and be swiping and talking to people. It might be reading another book on relationship. It might be reading a book for a person who's already in relationship. So it's like next level. It's very much what the quantum folks call time collapsing, which I talk a lot about here on this program. I think they just give it another name. But it's essentially you're going to start to be the person who already has what you want. And so say if it was dating and you are wanting to manifest love, and maybe you feel like you've read a lot of books on manifesting love and you feel like you're doing your part to some degree and maybe even hired a coach, but you feel this sense of waiting for this person to show up, then I would say start acting like the person who's already in the relationship. So that can be, instead of reading another book on manifesting love, read a book on, oh, I'm in a relationship. How do I communicate with my partner? Or read something that you would read if you were already in your relationship. And just because we're working on ourselves doesn't mean there's a problem. You know, we're always going to be working on ourselves on some level. So it's not like, oh, I manifested a relationship that's difficult, so now I'm going to read these books so it can heal it. Nah, not like that. Don't take that approach. Take the approach of like, oh, I just want to be the best version of myself in my relationship. So of course, this is what I would do. Right. So it's in this metaphysical personal development, spirituality world, there are a lot of names for things, but ultimately the old school name is act as if. So if you find yourself in a state of waiting or longing or I'll be happy when, or when is it going to show up, God, then that is a sign that you are actually pushing the manifestation away and it's time to act as if. Act as if and be creative. Like, you know, do a moving meditation where you're having a conversation with yourself that already has what you want and say, what's my life like? What am I up to? How do I feel? And then it's your job once you come out of that meditation to start finding ways in which you can implement that into your life. There's so many different ways you can do it. There are so many ways in which you can do it. If you know you be, like I know I was in a meditation and I came out and I was like, oh, I'm happier than ever. And so I've really been challenging myself every day. I'm like, how can I be happier than yesterday? How can I be happier than yesterday? Because that puts me in the vibrational state of whatever it is that I am trying to manifest. Obviously, I know what I'm trying to manifest, but think of the person, the you, that already has what you desire, and then ask you, the future you, what life is like. And then as you come out of the manifestation, start to act that way. And think about the little things. This is when I'm working with clients, I've found that some really struggle with this, and understandably, I even find it challenging, but it's the little moments, right? So on one hand, it might feel like you're the same person, and on another, you're not. And so what you want to uncover is the part where you're not. So let's say it's a money goal you have, and you have been, you think, oh, wow, you know, when I have the money that I desire, I won't, I heard Amanda Francis say this because oftentimes people ask her like, oh, what's it like having money? And she's like, well, you don't worry about bills anymore. So if that's a perfect little exercise there, just decide I'm going to do everything in my power to not worry about bills. And it's not just an, it's an internal, of course, but it's an external too. So you want to put things in place so you're not worrying about bills, right? And so maybe it's you're more focused on making sure you have the money to cover the bills that you can, or maybe you create systems so you make sure all the bills get paid, or you create a budget. There's so much we can be doing to act as if. All we're trying to do is tap into the energy behind the thing. So if we know the energy behind waiting is lack, so then acting as if, the energy behind that must be abundance. It's you're already buying into the idea that what you want is available to you. So even if you're standing in front of the coffee maker waiting for it to brew, how would you be different if you already had what you wanted, whatever it is? How would you move throughout your day if you already had what you wanted? Who would you be, right? I know, and it's going to feel a little weird because it's not there yet. So you're like, do I have permission to act this way? Yes, you do. You get to. Like, I know, what I'm working on right now, it's like, I have so much time space. And so as I'm engaging that aspect of the manifestation and the energy behind having time space, it feels weird. It feels like, well, what I want hasn't shown up, but that's rooted in I have to prove myself to get here. I have to do more to get here. And so if I'm stripping that away and also clearing those limiting beliefs as they come up, then it's also my job to work on feeling good with having that much time freedom, time space. Because here's the thing, I could manifest what I wanted, have all this time space, and then I start filling it with garbage and nonsense. Usually emotional garbage and nonsense. It's like feeling guilty about shit I don't need to feel guilty about, or like, oh, I should be doing this and all the shoulds, right? So do you see that all of that, even shifting your mindset, clearing limiting beliefs, is action towards your desire because it changes your vibration and you align your vibration with what you want. So one more time, waiting, I'll be happy when, pushes your manifestation away. So the solution that I'm offering you in this podcast is to decide to act as if, and pay attention to the acting as if on every level. Pay attention to how you feel emotionally. Pay attention to actually what you're doing. Pay attention to all aspects of it, because hey, you're going to get clear on even or on any resistance within you to what you want. And so all of that falls under the umbrella of taking action. So my solution for waiting is take more action. It's not taking action just to take action. It's taking action in a really soulful, meaningful way that aligns with the desire of your heart. And then it shows up. Then it shows up and it all gets fun. All right. I'm Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Because why do you need to do all this alone? You can have a really brilliant coach that you can talk to, that you can express your deepest thoughts and feelings, and who's cheering you on and there to support you in every way possible, who thinks you're fantastic, because yeah, you are. That's just fact. And so if you would like that level of support, please consider my massive result intuitive coaching package. And while you're on my website, IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, please sign up for my newsletter. You will get 2 free intuitive messages from me a week that you can use in your spiritual practice and in your spiritual journey to manifest the desire of your heart. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you again. It is an honor to serve you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.